Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. We're here to pray tonight, but we're here to give God praise. God is worthy of our praise. God is worthy of honor. God is worthy of reverence. And we thank God for Jesus on tonight as we celebrated December 25th, recognizing the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are the redeemed of the Lord. Amen, somebody. We ought to not forget ever about redemption. It is the redeeming shed blood of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sins. We thank God for salvation on tonight. And as we pray, he said, if you ask in my name, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. That name that has power, that name that has authority, that name which is above every name, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess, Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
So we thank God. Amen. Mary said, be it unto me according to your word. So we thank God, hallelujah, for the birth of Jesus Christ as we celebrate the reason for the season. The reason for the season. Hallelujah. We're going to pray. We're going to get into this time of prayer tonight. He said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their evil and wicked ways, then will they hear from heaven and I will heal the land. God wants us to call upon his name. God will fix the woes and cares of this earth, but we got to call on the name of Jesus. We got to go to the master, and that's what we're going to do tonight. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, just a few thoughts we want to share from the Old Testament book of Ecclesiastes, written by King Solomon. We thank God for the wisdom of Solomon in the name of Jesus. But in this third chapter, he writes something so fascinating. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, starting at verse number 1, he says this: to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up.
Yes.
A time to weep. Help us, God. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and it's a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and then there's a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep, and there's a time to cast away. A time to rend, and a time to sow. A time to keep silent, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time of war, and there's a time of peace. Mm-hmm. Verse 11 says, he has made everything beautiful in his time.
My God.
He has made everything beautiful in his time. As we are days away from going into a new season, 2018, as we cross over into that new year, the last time we're praying on this calendar side of the year, we're thanking God for every day of 2017. We're giving God praise for bringing us this far. But we know that greater is ahead of us. We know that better days are before us.
Yeah.
But we realize maybe in 2017 there was some weeping. Maybe there was some pain. Maybe there was some disappointment. But we saw the opposite. There was some laughter. There was some gain. There was some growth. There were some acquisitions. And God says, in my timing, I will make everything beautiful. He said, as he created creation, on the seventh day he rested and he looked and he saw that it was all good. In his timing, I don't know what you're facing tonight, but God, if it's bad, if it's ugly, if it's wrong, give God time to make it beautiful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you're going through, give God time to make it right. If you've been disappointed or discouraged, give God time to work it out. If it's not what you thought it would be, and we're closing out this year, God is still at work. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He will complete what he has started. The Bible says, he who has begun a good work in us shall complete it until Jesus Christ. So we thank God for seasons. They come and they go. Some are good and some are bad. But we thank God that we're still here. We thank God that we're about to prepare to cross over into a new season. And it's going to be a great season.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. It's going to be a wonderful harvest waiting for us. It's going to be great blessings coming from above for you and I. But we got to give God time to make it beautiful. Father, in your son Jesus' name,
yes, amen.
You say a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day in the hands of the Lord. So, Lord, it's not according to our calendar. It's not according to our calculations. It's not according to how we see it. But, God, as we pray tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, give us the ability to wait and to wait on the Lord and be of good courage.
Yes,
God, give us a godly perspective,
yes,
of where we are in life right now in this moment in life. God, knowing that the outcome and the outlook is going to be in our favor, because you said all things work together for the good of those that love you and call according to your purpose.
Yes.
So, God, in the mighty name of Jesus,
yes,
we're praying that your will be done on this earth as it's already established in heaven. We're praying one for another, because you said if we pray for one another, we will be healed. If we pray for one another, glory be to God, we would encourage one another. If we pray for one another, we will lift each other's burdens. So right now, I lift up my brother and my sister in Christ. I lift them up to you tonight. And I say, Lord, have your way. Encourage those who are sick. Encourage those who are discouraged. God, remove every yoke. Destroy every burden. Every unhappy, I feel God right there. Every unhappy situation. God, bring the laughter back. Bring the joy back. Bring the passion back in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you will make it all good in your time. Joseph said it best. What the devil meant for evil, God will turn that thing around and make it for our good. So, Lord, we believe by faith right now that it's going to work in our favor. We believe in faith right now that, God, you're up to something mighty in the lives of your people. We believe by faith, God, in the name of Jesus, that the end is going to be beautiful and marvelous. Because the word declares, you will do exceeding and abundantly above all that we could ever think, ask, or imagine. So, Lord, we pray to you tonight. We're praying for every marriage, that you would mend it, that you would fix it, that you would keep it in the name of Jesus. I pray for my marriage. I pray for every marriage represented on this prayer line. In the name of Jesus, God, you ordained marriage. You created the institution of marriage. And what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we pray right now for every family, every situation, We put it under the mighty blood of Jesus. And we say, Lord, have your way. Our eyes have not seen. Our ears have not heard. It hasn't entered our heart what you have prepared for us who love you and who have been called according to your purpose. So in the name of Jesus, as we celebrate the gift of Christmas, as we exchanged gifts on yesterday, as we gave and as we received, in the name of Jesus, we learn tonight that there's a season for every purpose under the sun. There is a time and a place for everything. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, hallelujah, for breakthrough. We thank you for Kairos, the appointed set time that you have in mind for us. In the name of Jesus, God, you said, hallelujah, no man knows the hour. So, God, we give it to you. We hand it over to you because you told us not to worry. We bind up that spirit of worrying. We bind it up tonight, worrying about the bills, worrying about the children, worrying about our spouses, worrying about tomorrow. We bind that spirit of worry up, and we say, Lord, give us a peace which surpass all understanding on tonight. God, we need you to stay calm. God, we need you to stay together. God, we need you to stay in control. So in the name of Jesus, I say, Lord, have your way tonight. Koro okara. Kele e shaba akoto. Re kele e kobo o shakaba kata. Re kele e kobo. Oh, Lord, we love you tonight. We praise your name tonight. We call on the name of Jesus, the giver of life. You breathe breath into our nostrils, and we became living creatures. And we, Lord, in the name of Jesus, thank you for life. For every dead thing, you said we can prophesy to the dead bones. We can prophesy to dry seasons. We can prophesy to stuff that lost life in the name of Jesus. And we can speak to every dead situation. So, God, right now, help us tonight to take back the authority. Help us tonight to get back in control. Help us tonight in the name of Jesus to do it, Lord, according to your will. Because you said life and death lies in the power of our tongue. So, Lord, we take authority over this prayer line. And we speak prosperity to every life. We speak success over every life. We bless every person. New Creation Church is a blessed church. New Creation Church is a godly church. New Creation Church is a church called by your name. And Lord, right now, we're asking you to sustain us. We're asking you to maintain us. We're asking you to direct us. We're asking you to lead us. We are asking you to show us. In the name of Jesus, we are asking you as New Creation Church, NCCM, New Creation Christian Ministries, we're asking you to continue to provide, for you to continue to keep the doors of the church open, for you to send families, for you to send resources, for you to send, in the name of Jesus, those, Lord, that will put their hand to the plow and not look back. We're looking for loyal and faithful and committed people. So in the name of Jesus, you said pray for laborers. Oh, we're praying for laborers. We're praying for people to come out, go out the hillside, go out to Irvington, go out to Newark, go out to Union, go out to Bloomfield, go out to Elizabeth, go out to Northern Jersey. In the name of Jesus, the harvest is plentiful. Lord, help us. Help us. Give us wisdom. Give us strategies. Give us an action plan. Give us what to do in the name of Jesus and the ability to do it, not just talk about it, but be about it. In the name of Jesus, Oh, Lord, we need you, God. I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. Lord, let us not get content. Let us not get comfortable. Let us not get complacent and lazy. Let us not get discontent, Lord. You told us to go and win souls. You commanded us to snatch some out of the fire. You commanded us, God, to be witnesses, to be the light of this world and the salt of this earth. But God, we need you because we have an adversary. We have a devil trying to oppose the work and plan of God. So, Lord, as my wife continued to pray, we're praying for souls. We pray for the young lady, Star. Bless that young woman, God, in the name of Jesus. You know what's in her heart. You know what she's facing. God, bless that young lady. Give her the desires of her heart. Manifest a miracle, God. Show her who you are. Show her your power, Lord, that she might gain faith in you and believe in you all the more. So, Lord, we give Star to you, her mother to you. Everyone looking this way for prayer, every member of New Creation Church, Lord, we lift them up to you, and we say, Lord, have your way in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Just because of who you are, Lord. We just love you today, God. We bless your name. We worship you, Lord. You alone are worthy, God. You're worthy, God. Hallelujah. Yeah. So we just worship you, God. You're worthy of the worship. You're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor, God. You are worthy of the praise, God. And we just lift our voices, oh God, to worship you on tonight, God, because you alone are worthy, God. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. If we had 10,000 and tongues, oh God, we could not praise you enough, oh God. Hallelujah. So Lord, we just thank you for the breath in our lungs, oh God, that we can open our mouths and give you the praise, God, that we can open our mouths and give you the glory, that we can give you the honor, that we can magnify your name, that we can exalt your name, oh God. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt the Lord together. Yes. Hallelujah. We praise you, God. You are worthy, God. You're worthy. None of koshelaleke now. Just go ahead and praise God because he's worthy. He's worthy of the praise. He's worthy of the glory. Hallelujah.
We love you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. You are an on-time God. You are all in all. You are our everything. You are our Redeemer. You are our Savior. You are our Lord. You are that friend that sticks closer than a brother. We love you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for redeeming us from the death penalty of death. We thank you, Lord, for dying for us. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, that the grave could not keep you. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, for your hand upon our lives. We thank you, Jesus, for ordering our steps. We thank you for the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you, oh God. Hallelujah, for just never leaving us or never forsaking us. We thank you, Lord, for always being with us. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, for inhabiting our praises. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. We worship you, Lord. You are worthy, God. There is none like you, Lord. We glorify your name. We magnify your name. You alone are worthy. Go ahead and praise him. Go ahead and worship him. You're worthy, God. You are worthy, God. We glorify your name. We bless your name today, God. Sometimes we just can't do anything but praise you, God. Sometimes we can't do anything but worship you, God. Sometimes we can't do anything but say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance, oh God. We thank you for this year, oh God. You moved this year, oh God. This has been the year of the boom, oh God. You have have moved magnificently in this year, oh God, and we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for waking us up every morning. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us in our right mind. When the devil came in against us, God, your spirit rose up a standard against him, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for not letting any weapon that was formed against us prosper this year, God. We thank you, Lord, for breakthrough this year. We thank you for open doors and opportunity this year. We thank you for manifestation of your glory on this year. We thank you, Lord, for the shift on this year that you moved us, oh God, and you shifted us, oh God. And yes, sometimes it hurt, God, but Lord, you knew what was best for us, and you shifted us out of some situations on this year. And God, we say thank you, God. We say thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your hand on our lives. Thank you, Lord, for being in control of our destiny. Thank you, God, for being in control of our lives. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for being there. Thank you, God. We praise you, God, that your ways are higher than our ways. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that your thoughts are greater than our thoughts. We thank you, Jesus, that your word won't come back to you void, but it will prosper that to which you sent it. We thank you, Lord, for being our healer. We thank you for being our helper. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for being our, my God, our everything. We praise you, oh God. We worship you, God. Oh God, we cry out to you, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done this year, all you continue to do, God. Thank you for keeping our children. Thank you for keeping our families. Thank you for keeping our marriages. Thank you for keeping our finances. Lord, thank you for the roof over our head right now, my God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We pray for unity. We pray for this country, God. We pray for the United States of America, God. Have mercy on the United States of America, God. We pray for our, my God, president, my God. We pray for the White House. We pray, Father God, for Congress. We pray, oh God, for Republicans and Democrats. We pray, oh God, for the Assembly, God. Lord, have mercy on America. We ask for you to intercede in a great way, God. You know the plan, God. Lord, we come to you, God. You said, my people, with my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways and pray, then I will hear from heaven, and I will heal the land. So, Lord, we are praying, Father God, for a healing of the land, God. We repent, God, of every wrongdoing. We repent, God, of every sin. We say, forgive us, oh God, for we have erred. We have missed the mark. We have transgressed against your law. God, we say, forgive us on today, God. We thank you, Lord, for forgiveness on today, God. We thank you, Lord, for new life through Christ. We thank you that there is no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. We thank you even for conviction, oh God. Because we know there can be no change without conviction. So, Lord, we ask that you convict our hearts of all that is contrary to your will. We ask, Father God, that you will give us a new heart and a new mind and a new spirit with which to follow you, Father God, to walk with you, to obey your commandments, to love you, our God, to love you with our hearts, our minds, our soul, and our strength, and to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. So, Lord, we thank you for this Christmas season, God. We ask that you will bless every home, that you will bless every family. We ask, Father God, that you will make provision, God, for those who have lack. We ask, Father God, that you will heal those who are sick. We ask that you will comfort those who are hurting. We ask, oh God, hallelujah, that you will give solutions to those who are looking for answers. And we thank you on tonight, God. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. And we say, have your way on this prayer line. Peace be still. Peace be still in every situation. Peace be still in every home. Peace be still in every family. Peace be still, my God, in every financial situation. We say, peace be still. The wind, the waves, the rages of warfare coming against your people. We say, peace be still in Jesus' mighty name. So we thank you, Lord, and we praise you. As we continue this prayer, our God, we say, have your way. Have your way, God. We surrender all. Anybody surrender all tonight? Does anybody surrender all tonight? And you say, God, I surrender all. Sometimes, God, you can't feel God. Sometimes you can't trace him. Sometimes you don't even know. You're not even sure he's there. But he's an ever-present help in the time of trouble. He's always there, even when you can't trace him. Even when you can't feel him, when you feel like there's a void and you feel empty, God is there, my God. Even when you're feeling a little dry in your spirit, man, in your spirit, woman, God is there. My God, when the devil's trying to make you not believe, God is there. When the enemy is coming against you, trying to make you fear, God is there. God is there. He's always there. He's always there, walking with you and carrying you when you can't carry yourself. I thank God for Jesus being there, my God, all the time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you and we magnify your name. So have your way on this prayer line. Thank you for being an all-time God. I say he's an all-time God. Yes, he is. You may not feel like he's there when you want him, but he's always right on time. God will never leave you. God is ever present. He's omnipresent. Uh-huh. Omnipresent. That means he's everywhere at the same time. He's omnipotent. That means he's all-powerful. He's omniscient. That means he's all-knowing. My God. He is, oh, my God, so powerful, so present, so knowing, so knowledgeable, my God, of everything that we need. So we just thank God for Jesus on tonight. We thank God for the precious Holy Ghost. We thank God for his power. We thank God for his presence. We thank God, hallelujah, that he knows. He's all-seeing, all-knowing. He knows what we're going through. God knows what you're facing. God knows how you feel. He's always, always seeing and always caring. So we just thank God for tonight. We praise God for this prayer line on tonight. We're going to open the prayer lines. We thank God. We pray you have a Merry Christmas, my God, and that you're enjoying the rest of this Christmas season. Hallelujah. We're going to open the prayer lines and take some prayer calls.
Pastor, we thank God. Amen. Yahweh has already made the way, and we thank God for the love of Jesus, the love of God tonight. The Bible says, yet while we were sinners, he loved us and he died for us, and we are praying to that Jesus tonight. We are praying one for another. To God be the glory. Take that first caller, Pastor. Press one on your phone, and we will get to every caller tonight. And we see a hand raised already from the area code of 908. We thank God for you tonight. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you as well. I hope everyone had a Merry Christmas for my mom, who's not feeling her best. And I'm also asking for continued prayer over a legal matter.
Amen. 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 Father God, we thank you for Cece on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, Father God, for your hand upon her life, God. We thank you, Lord, for victory, Father God, in every situation, oh God. And Lord, we lift up her mom, God, tonight, God, who's not feeling with her best, oh God. And Lord, we pray a supernatural healing prayer over her life in the name of Jesus. You are the Lord that healeth us. You sent your word and healed us, oh God. So Lord, we speak your word over the life of Cece's mom, and we say be healed in the name of Jesus. Father God, we send healing to her home. We send healing to her body. We touch her. We lay hands on Cece's mom in the spirit realm, and we touch her in the spirit realm. Mike, we lay hands on her, and we declare healing over her life in Jesus' mighty name. We bind up the spirit of sickness. We bind up the spirit of, oh my God, hallelujah, anything trying to come against her health, and we declare victory. We declare healing. healing over her life. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for bringing her back to, Father God, 100% health. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that by your stripes she is healed. We thank you, Lord, that you bore our transgressions and took our infirmities upon you on the cross, oh God, and that we, each and every one of us, have received healing, my God, by the stripes, my God, that you were suffered by you, Father God, when you laid upon that cross on Calvary. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we thank you for healing, and we speak healing right now over Cece's mom's life, and we bind up the hands of Satan that's trying to come and bring sickness into her life and sickness into her body, and we thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against Cece's mom can prosper, but by your stripes she is indeed healed in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. So we anoint her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for releasing our field, God. We thank you, Lord, for releasing your healing power even through these phone lines. And even we send your word and we send healing to her. We send healing to her right now in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I feel God. Hallelujah. Moving even in the middle of that situation, touching your mom and healing her. Lord, we pray for Cece right now. Lord, she loves you, God. She loves you. She's a praiser, oh God. She's a worshiper, God. She's made her way, Father God, my God, to your throne, God. And she, Father God, continues to praise you and to glorify your name, God. So we are praying, Father God, for breakthrough in the middle of that legal situation, God. We know, Father God, that you can do all things for sale. You said that the heart of the king is in your hands, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for turning the heart of the king in favor towards Cece, God. And even by everybody that is pertaining to this legal situation, God, whoever is involved, oh God, we thank you, Lord, for breakthrough. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for mercy. We thank you, Lord, for victory. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for moving in the middle of that situation, God. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you go ahead of each and every person that's involved in this legal situation, Father God, and that you, Father God, give them victory, oh God. Give them favor, oh God. Hallelujah. Turn it in their favor, God. Turn it, my God. There's a song that says you turned it, God. So, Lord, we are asking, Father God, that, and we are believing, my God, we are believing, hallelujah, that it's already done. So, Lord, we just thank you, and we ask, Father God, that you would come seeking and asking and knocking and asking that you will continue, Father God, to let things be moved in her favor, oh God, even in the middle of this legal situation. Bless her family, God. Bless her children, God. Bless her grandchild, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless her, Father God, in her coming and her going, God. And we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for every new opportunity. We thank you, Lord, for every new day. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for all of your grace, your mercy, my God, that has been extended towards her thus far. And we just praise you on her behalf. We praise you in advance, oh God, hallelujah, believing in advance, oh God, that it's already done. So we just thank you and we just thank you and we praise you and we magnify your name, that you're doing what you do best, God, that you're extending grace, mercy, and favor, oh God, and on the behalf of Cece's mom and on the behalf of Cece and all that are involved, oh God, even in this legal matter. And we thank you and we praise you, hallelujah. We praise you, hallelujah. We praise you in advance, my God, for victory in every single area that has been offered to you in prayer on tonight. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. So we thank God tonight. My God, I feel God. We thank God for answered prayer on tonight. We thank God for your mom and God turning her physical situation around. My God, and we thank God for you and how God is interceding, my God, even on this legal situation, how God is interceding on your behalf. And we just thank God that he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
You keep praising him, daughter. Keep praising God. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Right.
Keep a praise in your mouth. Pastor said, tell you again, the joy of the Lord is your strength. You keep praising God. Amen. And watch God on your behalf.
Thank you. I sure will.
Amen. God bless you, daughter. Amen.
Thank you. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God, I still believe in miracles, you know, for healing. You know, so many times the Bible says we have not because we ask not. Jesus said, you have not asked me anything up until this point. He said, but there's coming a time when you will ask my Father anything in my name and he will give it to you.
Uh-huh.
So we believe the words of Jesus Christ. We walk by faith. We are people of great faith, and we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. And I'm of a mind, Pastor, I'm of a mind that if God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Amen. Hallelujah. And God says, prove me in my word. You know, even when we put the whole Bible together, you know, from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation, as we put the whole Bible together, even in the book of Malachi, when God talks about the tithes, he said, bring the tithes into the storehouse so there will be meat in my house. And he said, I will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing so big that you can't even receive it. And he said, I will rebuke. Then check this out. God said, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. He said, prove me in this. He said, put me to the test. I believe that's the only scripture in the Bible, the only thing that God said, put me to the test on. He said, put me to the test in this, that I will not do this, that I will do this. I will do what I said I will do. You could even put me to the test in this. My God. And when we are tithers, when we are people who are walking by faith and not by sight, when we are people who have a broken heart and a contrite spirit, when we are repentant, my God, towards the Lord, I truly believe that God leans in our direction. My God, I believe God is leaning in our direction, Pastor,
yes,
because we all need grace and we all need mercy in our lives. I believe God is leaning in our direction. My God, hallelujah. I not only believe he's leaning, but I believe God is breathing on us, my God, in this season. It says that Jesus breathed on the disciples after he rose from the dead. He breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And I got to say that our God is breathing on tonight, and he's saying, receive ye the Holy Ghost. My God, somebody just got the Holy Ghost. My God, he said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. My God, because the Holy Ghost is our paracletos. He's our helper. My God, hallelujah. He's that very present help in the time of trouble, when we feel weak, when we feel discouraged, when we feel in trouble, when we feel like we can't go on no more. We can just receive the Holy Ghost, my God. We can receive a fresh infilling of the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Spirit will come up and revive us again, my God. Somebody's getting a revival on tonight. Well, the Holy Ghost is reviving us again, my God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for the Holy Ghost on tonight. We thank God for his word. I'll tell you, God won't fail. His word won't fail. My God, the Holy Spirit won't fail. I'm telling you, the supernatural will never fail. Oh, my God. And God said, that's the kind of faith I need my people to have. He said, I need y'all to go into this next year, not even in this next year, but this next week. My God, with that kind of faith.
Right.
It's not about having a new year resolution. It's about having an everyday, every minute kind of faith. My God, where I'm going to have faith for my future. I'm going to have faith for my next minute. I'm going to have faith for God to turn things in my favor, no matter what the devil brings my way. I said, no matter what the devil brings my way. My God, we're going to take another caller, because when the devil came to Jesus in the wilderness, some of us are in the wilderness. Pastor, I don't know about you. I don't know about anybody else, but I've been in the wilderness for a few weeks now. Amen. But even in the wilderness, God is in the wilderness. My God, hallelujah. And the devil will come to tempt you in the wilderness. But even in the wilderness, we got to do what Jesus did. We got to give the devil the word of God. My God, Jesus did not argue with the devil. He did not fall down and have a temper tantrum like we do, because some of us, we just cry sometimes. My God, we just fall down and cry. But the devil didn't do any of that. Not that there's anything wrong with that, because we are very human. But the devil, but Jesus didn't do that. Jesus spoke to the devil. So after you cry and after you fall down and scream and shout, and after you praise God, you go ahead and you give the devil the word. My God, when the devil's talking to you, you go ahead and you talk back to the devil. And you tell the devil that God said that there's no weapon formed against you that's going to prosper. Come on, somebody. I'm talking to somebody up in here. You tell the devil, my God, that God's word will not come back to him void. You tell the devil that if God, you tell the devil that if God be for you, that's more than the whole world against you. And you tell the devil, you may have tripped me up in the past. You might have made me trip and fall, but I have got back up again. And I have put on the whole armor of God. Come on, somebody. Somebody got to put on the whole armor of God. And after you go on to stand in the power of his might. Oh, my God.
Amen.
Not in our might, but we got to stand in the power of his might. Because our might, our power going to fail us, but God's power will never fail. Amen. So we're going to take another caller. Amen. Praise God. Area code 678. God bless you. Area code 678.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony, and everyone on this prayer line. This is our last week of the year, and I just want to give thanks to God, not only for bringing me this far all through my life, but also for what he has done for me this year, for all the trials and tribulations that he was there for me, for those that I know that were sick and he healed, for those that I know that needed help and he helped, for those that he provided for. And I just want to thank God for so many things, because he has been my provider, my healer. When he knows that my back is feeling not well, something comes up and there's another strength in me that just comes right through me, and I just feel a whole lot better. So I want to thank God so much for so many things this year. I could just keep going on and on, on and on. He is such a great God. It's just amazing,
yes,
how everything just falls into place if we just leave it in his hands. So I want to wish everybody here a happy new year, a healthy one, a prosperous one, and just don't give up, because God is there with us at all times. So let's give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. He is good to us. He has taken us through this year. There's many that didn't make it through this year. And I pray to God that we have a safe Christmas Eve and a safe New Year's Eve. So, New Year's for next year. So thank you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca, for being here for us through this whole year, encouraging us and praying with us and praying for us. I pray for you and your family, that God bless you and your family, and give you lots of health and lots of wisdom, because you guys are awesome. You guys are so awesome. I'm just listening here, and I was going to sing a song, but I just kept on hearing you, and it just kept on going through my head. Everything that you're saying is just, thank you, Lord. Thank you for Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, dear God. I love you both, and just continue to pray for me, and I'll continue to pray for everyone here, and Happy New Year for everybody. Love you all.
Amen.
Thank you for those beautiful words.
Yes.
Amen. Those sentiments, we really receive,
yes,
your heartfelt sentiments toward us, and we appreciate those
words.
And we
love you. Yes.
Amen. To God be the glory. We thank God. We're going to pray before we let you go. But as you said, you have a spirit of thanksgiving.
Yes.
That he brought you to December 26th. In spite of everything, you know that God is good. And what a blessing and encouraging words for everyone on the prayer line, not just us, but thank you for that directly to us. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your daughter Maria in the name of Jesus. Thank you for her family, her son. Lord, everything that you have brought her through this 2017 season. Lord, she said thank you and she praised you and she glorified your name. For if it had not been for you being on her side, where would she be? So in spite of everything, God, she's praising you. In spite of everything, God, she's still singing to your people. In spite of everything, God, she still has the joy of the Lord. So we continue to pray for her, that you would continue to open doors that no man can shut, that you would continue to provide for her in every area of life, that you would continue to give her the desires of her heart. In the name of Jesus, encourage her when she's down. Lift her up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In every area of life, prosper her and empower her as only you can, God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, as we pray for her spirit. We pray for her soul and her mind. We pray for her heart that you will cover her in the name of Jesus. Angels that watch over her, God, and keep her safe. Oh, we thank you, Lord, right now. And we say, Lord, she is a blessed woman. She is an anointed woman of God. And, Lord, use her to win souls for your kingdom. Let her be a light on her job in the marketplace. Let her be a light in her neighborhood, in her home. Let her be a light as she goes shopping mall or wherever she goes to and fro in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, let them see Jesus in her. Let them, Lord, ask her, hallelujah, how she keep it all together. And let them know, Lord, it ain't nothing but the Lord. So, God, keep a praise in her mouth and keep a word in her belly in the name of Jesus. So bless her. Her ladder shall be greater. And her best days are the rest of her days. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So we thank God for you. Good is coming. Better is coming. Increase is coming. Amen. More is coming. And God says in his word that he's going to bless you and bless you indeed.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I receive that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
You're
welcome.
We thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
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 Jesus.
Amen.
Give him praise. Thank you. Glory be to God.
Keep praising him. Amen.
Yes,
keep praising him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
my
you,
God,
Lord.
There's victory in your praise.
Yes.
Everything,
yes.
My God, it's all wrapped
thank
up in her praise. She's been praising God since day one.
Amen.
And you just keep praising God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We
hallelujah.
Say Happy New Year to you. Happy
thank
New Year,
you.
And God bless you. And we thank
God
that you're in our lives. God has truly blessed us all by bringing us all together. And we thank God
thank
for
you.
Happy New
thank
Year.
You,
God
Lord.
Bless
you. Happy New Year.
Year.
God
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen. Praise,
praise
God.
God.
Well, we're going to pray for these last couple. Just pray for them, and we're going to go off the line.
To God be the glory. We lift up everyone on the prayer line tonight in the name of Jesus. Sister Carmen, Sister Rita, we thank God for women of God, mothers, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Sister Yvette, we thank God for these mothers, these grandmothers, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for bringing them all season long as you provided for them and their family all year long with five days left in this year. God, we thank you for every meal eaten. We thank you for every paycheck received. We thank you for all the shelter that you provided us with. We thank you in the name of Jesus for every means of transportation and everything that you provided us with in the name of Jesus. Bless Sister Rita. Bless Sister Carmen. Bless Sister Yvette. So many looking this way for prayer. Brother Jamal and Sister Gail. Sister Miriam. So many looking this way for prayer. Mother May Thomas. Lord, these women and men of God, in the name of Jesus, as only you can, make a way where there is no way. Continue to provide, continue to prosper, continue to protect your people, God. You said we are called by your name. You said your sheep know your voice, and they will not follow the voice of the devil of this world. So, God, we fight not against flesh and blood, but against wickedness and evil in high places, principalities and governing spirits that try to govern and rule our lives. But, Lord, we got authority. You told us to stand. And right now, in the name of Jesus, continue, Lord, to stand as only you can. Glory be to God. So, God, continue to move, not by power, not by might, but by your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God.
Amen. Well, God bless you. We're going off the air a little. Not too many people have come out on tonight. People are probably still entertaining company for the holidays. So we're going to be going off the prayer line right now. But we thank God for each and every one of you. Happy New Year. We will see you tomorrow night. If you're in New Jersey, come on Sunday to New Creation Christian Ministries this Sunday, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. And we will see you on Sunday. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. To God be the glory. I'm looking for a serious.
Hello? Am I on? Okay, go. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I wanted to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh, yeah. I'm a music major.
With tears rolling down your face, with your heart feeling like it's gonna break, when your earth feels like it's about to shake, and you've taken all that you can take, just remember where your help comes from, realize it's got somewhere to run. What you can do, praise him anyway.
Okay. I can't hear y'all clapping.